The U16 girls competition is in the books at Fargo, and Team Kansas came away with three All-Americans. Nicole Redmond finished in sixth place at 127, Olivia Steen was third at 164, and Grace Johns came away with sixth place at 180. Today, it's a medal round for the 16U boys in freestyle. Newton's Nick Treister at 113 and Garden City's Sebastian Lopez at 285 were the reps for Team Kansas. Sebastian finished in seventh place, Treister in eighth. Treister tallied a 5-3 record, and Lopez went 4-2. So with us on the line from the Fargo Dome is Sebastian Lopez. Sebastian, welcome to the program.
Hi.
So, Sebastian, you have a potential to be a generational heavyweight. You finished in third place, at heavyweight in 6A. Great finish for a freshman, in any class, in any weight class, but for a heavy in the biggest division is really quite impressive. So you're poised to finish at the top of the podium in your final three seasons at Garden City High School. As mentioned, you finished in seventh place today to capture All-American status in 16U competition. So take me back first, Sebastian, to the blood round. If the pressure wasn't already enough, you were on the stage on mat one. The momentum of the match was going in the way of your Wisconsin opponent until you hit a monster lat drop at the edge of the mat in the second period to break it open with a four and not relinquish that lead for the rest of the match. Talk about that match.
Yeah, like going out there, I was really bummed about my last match losing, and like my head wasn't in it, and start of the match, I wasn't wrestling my match, and we were going, and he got that easy 2 points on me, and I didn't know what to do, and when he got that shot on me, and I felt that pressure coming at me, and he had that underhook, and I was like, it was the right time to do that lat drop, and when I hit it, it was just the perfect timing.
Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful lat drop. And I could sort of sense by your reaction after the match, it wasn't, you weren't overly thrilled with it. You were probably still kind of stinging from the previous match, perhaps. But what a weight to get lifted off of you, getting into the medal rounds with that victory.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what's your assessment now that it's over? Actually, the heavyweights haven't been contested yet, but you've won by an injury default already. You kind of know that. So what's your thoughts as you kind of soak it in and think about your performance in freestyle?
I wouldn't say it's the best, but I thought I did pretty good up on the stage. My head wasn't really in it. The majority of the matches, just really overthinking stuff and not wrestling how I wrestle. But besides that, I thought I wrestled pretty good.
All right. So I'm assuming you're planning on participating in Greco as well.
Yes.
So what's your thoughts as you look forward to Greco? I mean, do you need to take a day and kind of just relax and rest up and nurse some injuries and things, or are you fired up and ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Actually, here around 5, I'm going to go practice some Greco and just get in that feel.
All right, yeah. It does take a little bit to get your Greco legs under you, for sure. So, All-American status. What does it do for you, for your confidence level, as you look into next season, now that you have that All-American, and hopefully two All-American finishes, hopefully you'll finish in All-American status in Greco as well. But what does that do for your confidence level as you look towards next season?
Well, for school, I hope, like, coming in as an All-American, hopefully winning state, and just getting better.
All right. Well, Sebastian, thanks for taking the time, and all the best to you. So we now have Nick Treister on the line with us. He's fresh off his 7th and 8th place match. He dropped a decision to his Georgia opponent. And so you won your first four matches in a row, and then you fell to an opponent from New Jersey. Your next match was the blood round, and you pulled out a hard-fought but solid 6-2 victory over your Michigan opponent. Pressure's kind of off your back now. You got guaranteed All-American status. Your focus is now on, getting as high as you can, which is third place. So let's talk about your next match a little bit that would, a victory would put you into the consolation semifinals. A loss would put you into the 7th and 8th place match. It appeared, in watching the match, it appeared that you won. After the final whistle blew, the corner from Pennsylvania threw the brick, and then I'm not sure where it came from, but after the collaboration, they gave your opponent 2 points, and he got the victory in criteria. You seem to handle it, watching the live stream anyway, you seem to handle it really well. But what was going through your head when that decision was rendered?
Well, when they threw the brick, I was at first thinking that there's no way that they're going to overturn this because, I mean, in my mind, I didn't think that I exposed, I gave up any exposure. I heard the whistle, and then the match had stopped. Still to this moment, I'm not sure if I should have really lost that match, but it's kind of just out of my control at this point, so.
Yeah, well, again, I really, from just a fan of the sport and, a Kansan, I appreciate the way you handled it because, again, I didn't see what they were protesting there. And, it was really a nice win for you against a Pennsylvania kid. And then they kind of had that taken away. But all that aside, you're an All-American at Fargo. I mean, that's a big deal. So what is that? You've got 2 state titles under your belt now. You're a rising junior. So what does having this All-American status do for your confidence as you pursue state title number 3?
Well, it kind of just tells me that I can compete with the best in the country and I can go out there and scrap with anyone who steps on the mat with me. After this tournament, I would say I've probably gained a whole lot more confidence knowing my abilities and knowing how far I can go, even when I might be the underdog in a match.
So do you plan on competing in the upcoming Greco competition?
Yeah, I will be competing in the Greco portion of Fargo.
All right. Well, good luck with that. And what are your plans then for the next, day and a half or so before that competition starts? How are you going to get yourself ready and both physically and mentally and just to the changeover to Greco?
It's a new day starting Wednesday, and I'm going to go out there with a Greco mindset and compete how I did. This weekend in freestyle, and just worry about that.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to come on. I know it's not easy after dropping a match in your 7th-8th place match, but I really appreciate you coming on and congratulations and good luck. Hopefully, we'll be having another conversation after Greco.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Team leader James Bilby joins us now. Coach, I'm reminded of a John Steinbeck quote from his novel The Pearl. It goes something like this. For it is said that humans are never satisfied. You give them one thing and they want something more. I think we lose sight sometimes of just how tough it is to All-American at Fargo. And when we get close to breaking through, we wish we could have placed higher or had a few more All-Americans. I think the U16 guys competed well and looked really good overall, but I think we all would have liked a few more All-Americans. What's your assessment?
Coach, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, our guys went out there and battled. They left it on the mat. There's always matches that will just kind of gnaw and bite at you for months, it seems, that you wish you could have back. And so I think the beauty of it is our guys are fired up to do Greco, and we have high expectations on the Greco end for our Kansas guys. And so it's a young bunch of kids that we brought up here in both age groups. And so anything can happen. That's what we keep telling these guys. Anything can happen. And this is the opportunity to do it. So,
all right. Well, let this go back. I hate to, beat a dead horse with this, but let's go back to Nick Treister's match against a Pennsylvania kid that would have put him in with a victory into the consolation semifinals. Without assessing what happened, what is your message to the other kids about that, or what is that a situation like that? How do you come back from that, and what is the lesson in a situation that occurs like that, where a brick is thrown and really a result is overturned? Now they must have seen something. I'm not saying that they didn't, but just how do you go about handling that, both as a coach, and what's your message to the athlete?
Well, it was painful to see because. As those that were watching the match, it ended, Nick's hand was raised, but then the brick came out, right? And so that's always the most heart-wrenching part, is the guy's hand's been raised. And in most situations of international styles, hand's been raised, it's over, right? Well, we got these challenge bricks, and we still believe he did not go over. There is stuff on the audio of that match for those that have flow that is kind of alarming a little bit, because you can hear the guys talking. But they white paddled it, but yet the score changed. So what do you tell your wrestlers? you tell your wrestlers that every second counts, right? You're up with 4 seconds to go. You have got to, you know, cut and run. What's the worst that's going to happen? It might be a point. You know, you're up by two. But the good thing in this scenario is that Nick was an All-American. Had that been, say, the rubber match, I mean, it would have been devastating, I think, for Nick and for other guys. So, like with life, the best lessons are sometimes the hardest ones to learn. And we learned one there because that same kid in the Constellation Semis, he was up 10-5, and then he got pinned. And so the guy that pinned him went on to third place. You know, could that have been Nick? We think so. Have we got a redo on that? But you got to wrestle till there's no time on the clock. And unfortunately, that's what happens, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. That's what an interesting recap too. It just shows you how razor thin it is from, you know, third place to eighth place, from being in the finals to not All American. I mean, it is a tough grind up there for sure. So now let's turn our focus to junior freestyle. That's the style that's going on now after the girls U16 is finished. Guys, U16 freestyle has finished. Girls don't start again tomorrow. So the only game in town right now is junior freestyle. We have a couple of St. Aquinas Saints still going for Team Kansas, and Dylan Elmore and Jared Sima. They're still in the hunt for a spot on the podium on the backside. What are your thoughts on the junior freestyle team?
Well, all those guys came up and battled. You know, we're very happy for Jared. I mean, he's been kind of the leader of this group. You know, he's already graduated high school. He's going to go to the University of Northern Iowa, and he still shows up here and just gets after it. And so it's interesting in his rubber match to get in. It was an Ohio kid that he beat, and Jared got up big real quick, and the guy's knee popped. But that guy had gotten to wrestle Nathan Fury the round before that, and then he also got a chance to wrestle Matthew Rodriguez on the front side. So I think they were tired of seeing Kansas guys at 182 pounds. But it was kind of cool, though. You know, Jared finished the job and, you know, put him away, and he's going to, you know, All-American for the third time, as expected. And then Dylan Elmore, I mean, what can you say? I mean, that kind of shows you how young we are. I mean, Dylan's going to be a junior in high school next year, so he's a really young junior. So he's going to get two more cracks than he's going to place. And what we saw with Dylan was when he attacks, nobody beats him. The match before the rubber match, he won 6-6 on criteria and kind of had a battle back. Well, the match to get in the rubber match, he teched the guy, but he was out there on offensive, and that was kind of the messaging, you know, the coaches had. And, you know, I talked to his dad, David Elmore, and I talked to Dylan too. It's like, Dylan, when you're attacking, not many guys can beat you. When you're on the defensive, you're letting these guys kind of hang around. So our message to Dylan is just keep scrapping, keep scoring, and I think he's going to climb that podium pretty high, we're hoping, along with Jared.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time, and look forward to checking back in with you soon. For now, this has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.